Hi, welcome to the Killing It podcast. I'm Nick.
I'm Antonio.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Imogene.
And today we'll be talking about the aftermath of the Covita massacre. Okay, so one effect, one aftermath of this event had a small pulp culture influence, but it did have an influence. So polystyrene was the lead singer of X-Ray Specs, recorded a song in 2010 called Black Christmas, which contains references to the massacre. I'm imagining not a very happy song.
And I also heard that like some like boombox, like poet or something, recorded like a song in 2010 as well, called like Santa Syndrome or something.
Mm-hmm.
And like I heard it was like loosely based on like references to it.
Don't y'all think there should be some like guidelines in music to what you could talk about? Because this is kind of dark.
Like imagine the family listening to that.
I feel like it's also kind of disrespectful, honestly.
Yeah.
On the low.
I mean, it depends. There should be something that kind of like limits to what they could say. Because like, I mean, it is free speech and everything, but you're talking about the pain of like other people.
And that song being very popular. It is like a sensitive topic.
Yeah, but then there's also a whole movie, like, loosely based on it.
Was it a good movie?
No, it was in theaters, limited, for, like, 4 days, and then it went straight to Blu-ray.
Wait, wasn't that called, like, Silent Night?
Yeah, it was called Silent Night. And it was, a character in the movie tells a story about a guy who donned a Santa suit and used a homemade flamethrower to attack a Christmas party that was attended by his ex-wife. So basically exactly what the crime was. And then the movie poster is a picture of a dude dressed up as Santa Claus with a flamethrower. So it's kind of like, what you alluding to there, buddy?
Yeah.
And so I guess outside of the pop culture world, the girl, Katrina, she was shot in the face during the Covita massacre. And she grew up just fine, or I guess not just fine. There's like a lot of emotional effects from that. But
did she have like scarring on her face?
No, the picture seemed, it looked fine, which is, I was kind of amazed by that. So 9 years later, she's 17, and it was earlier in 2018, in March, after like the Parkland shooting, she went with the protest and stood outside for 17 minutes, like walking out in California. So she participated in that. And then I guess right after the shooting, there was an incident where Everyone that was, like, they owed money to, I guess, like, Toyota took the cars back and stuff like that. Like, credit companies or whatever just kind of said don't worry about it and kind of let them move on since, their family members that died. They didn't really ask them to pay back anything. But the apartment complex decided, oh, we're going to charge money and basically ask them to pay all the money that they owed. So that's kind of messed up.
Yeah, just a little after bit. All that they had been through.
Yeah, like they just couldn't let them, like, grieve or anything. They just want, like, they just care about the straight cash.
Yeah, taking care of business.
And but they got a bunch of donations from, like, around the country, also in Switzerland. So that's nice. Sorry for that little interruption. Don't worry about it.
Yo, shout out Miss Tamayo, man.
Shout out Miss Tamayo.
Best guidance counselor in this school for LSA and the only LSA counselor. So.
Shout out. So what's the policy on that? Is it okay because it's a business?
I would not say it's okay because like especially because like really closely after the fact, like. Business shouldn't, that is just bad business practice. Like,
they should give some time moral practice. If they want to have people continuing.
Not even time, because like, they're charging the people, like they planned the shooting to happen in the first place. Yeah. Like nobody wants to get killed. Like,
yeah. That's very true. It's kind of a strange, it's weird because, and then when they're asked about it, like, why would you do this? The owners of the apartment complex were like, well, our lawyer said we could. So you can do a lot of things in the world. Like, it doesn't mean you should do it.
Yeah, like, just because something, like, maybe legally okay doesn't mean it's, like, morally okay. Because, like, there's plenty of things, like, oh, legally, like, in legal guidelines, I'm fine to do this. But, like, just moral standards-wise, like
that's just
not
good. But then
again,
if you think about it from their point of view, they have to disclose the fact that that happened. And at right. the apartment complex. So it's kind of just like they probably aren't going to be making, like, probably nobody's going to want to move back into that complex now, you know?
I mean, yeah, but it's like,
it was only like $2,000. It wasn't like a crazy amount. It's just like they were just charging on like petty stuff.
It's not like it was like a critical, like, key to like their business as a whole. Right, right. Like, so it's not like they had like push them on it as if like that was their like whole basis of their like monies. Like, you don't need to do that. It's not necessary.
Right. And then so I guess we have a question from one of our viewers. Samantha says, if he just snapped due to all that happening in his life, like you guys were saying, then wouldn't that make him not a psychopath or a sociopath at all?
So, like, I would say that to this question that he was a sociopath and or like a psychopath, because it wasn't just like a sudden snap or impulsive behavior. It was like a gradual progression of like hatred, and like you could tell that this is like somewhat premeditated and somewhat thought out of a plan, as he did come to that party knowing that certain people that would be there that he had for victims.
Yeah.
And he had made that flamethrower, or at least had bought it at least.
Yeah.
And then came in the Santa suit.
Wrapped up the flamethrower. Yeah,
had plans to leave. So it was thought out and like somewhat premeditated. So I would say.
Yeah. And he fits a lot of the like PCLR test traits. And so it's hard to say like, oh, he was definitely a serial or a sociopath or a psychopath, but he definitely showed a lot of those characteristics, and this might have just been the first time he acted on it. So.
Also, it's not like, not only did he, it's not really about the fact that all this happened to him and then he snapped. It's kind of like the way that he did it was all, like, that's not normal. Like, most people, when they're under a lot of pressure, you know, they go get help. But the way he just kind of created this whole scenario and went in with his like Santa Claus suit and killed all these people, it's just super messed up. Nobody in their right mind would do that.
Yeah, so like the things that happened to him to kind of push him towards doing this, I would say were more of a trigger than the moment that he snapped, because like we all said, like, it was a gradual buildup in his life with everything that we talked about the other times, you know, with his son and, you know, everything going on with the divorce and stuff. And I guess all of that combined together kind of just triggered that out of him.
Yeah, but there had to be some underlying traits in him that would have.
Yeah, which at the same time, like, everybody has, like, kind of dark sides to themselves. But, like, I don't think anything's this extreme, you know.
Yeah.
It has to be certain things that you go through in life that kind of make you push over that edge, not just a singular moment.
Yeah.
So, with that, I guess we'll go to our ad, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Come out Friday night at First Colonial when we play the Ocean Lakes Dolphins, them bums that we already beat once. But anyway, we're going to run it back with them, beat them by 20 again. So come out, you know, show some support. We're actually doing good this year, making it to the playoffs. Eat some snacks, you know, bring your mom, bring your auntie, get your grandma. All of that's appreciated. Thank you, guys.
What's the score prediction?
Beating them by 30 at least.
Thanks for staying tuned to the episode. Hope you enjoyed. Leave a like, comment down below, subscribe to the channel. Oh, wait, that's YouTube.
Smash
that like button. Leave a question. We'll make sure to get back to you and sometime in the near future or long future.
And if you want, donations are liked.
If you want to give us $20, we're not going to turn you down.
You can Venmo me at Imogene.
That boy sound like PewDiePie.
All right. See you guys next episode.